Karen Quilligan Flynn told the inquest that she saw a man dressed all in black, wearing a balaclava and carrying what looked like a sawn-off shotgun. She said Topper Staunton raised his left arm, and as he turned away, there were two loud bangs as he was shot in the chest. She told how the gunman fled and her partner managed to get around to the back of his car before collapsing on the ground with a gunshot wound to the stomach. Some neighbours, including two young nurses, came to her assistance before the Gardaí and the emergency services responded. However, he was pronounced dead in the ambulance at 20 past 8 that night. Topper Staunton had a conviction for drug dealing, and shortly after his death, the Real IRA issued a statement through the 32 County Sovereignty Movement to the Evening Echo, in which it claimed responsibility for the murder and warned drug dealers to desist in their activities. But Karen Quilligan Flynn told the inquest that her partner was not in dispute with anyone, and as far as she knew, he didn't owe any money. The Garda investigation into his death is ongoing. The jury returned a verdict of unlawful killing, and Cork City Coroner extended his sympathies to Mr. Staunton's partner and family. Lana O'Connor, Red FM News.